Get ready for even higher beef prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, food shoppers, you can get ready to pay even more for beef this year. USDA's Gary Crawford explains.
If you like beef, be prepared to pay more for it this year.
You are looking at supplies of beef, which will be about 4% less than a year ago. That implies there's going to be higher prices at retail as well.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shea O'Shagham, the drought, other factors also over the last few years have led to smaller cattle herds, which are still shrinking. Retail beef prices are already near record high. O'Shagham says the question is, how much more are consumers willing to pay for beef before switching to something else?
When a consumer looks at his budget or her budget and has to make a decision about how do you allocate that budget, they may look at alternative meats to the extent that there may be some shift away from beef into other meat proteins. That may have a little bit of a dampening effect on the increase in beef prices, but we do expect to see beef prices at retail to be higher in 2013.
They are already 4.5% higher than this time a year ago, and USDA is forecasting beef to rise another 3-4% during 2013 after a 6% rise last year, 10% the year before. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for beef cattle farmers, it's been a difficult past couple of years in overall beef production numbers. That's been primarily due to the ongoing drought in the mid and southwest parts of the country and the higher cost of feed. Texas A&M livestock economist Dr. David Anderson.
In a nutshell, we look at our livestock markets, it really hinges on, first thing, drought. Whether we're talking about our range cattle industry and the drought throughout from South Texas through the Great Plains, those animals that are dependent on grasses, range, and pasture conditions, and then the feed costs as we look at drought affecting feed production out of the Corn Belt. That really is the beginning point of our livestock markets over the next couple of years, is how we get to more abundant supplies and lower feed costs.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.